Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Aging Younger Radio, the podcast that's all about disease prevention using natural health alternatives. If you're searching for natural solutions to staying fit and healthy, you've tuned into the right place. Your hosts are David and Stephanie Tippy, two naturopaths with the advice and recommendations you need to steer clear of the modern medical mess created by Big Pharma. Today, more than ever, health is wealth, and on Aging Younger Radio, you'll get the tools and info you need to be the wealthiest person in town. So if having younger skin, a healthier heart, a stronger immune system, and more are what you desire, stick around. And now give a warm welcome to David and Stephanie.
Welcome to Aging Younger Radio. This is Stephanie Tippy. David and I broadcast live every Wednesday from our clinic in Lauderdale, Florida. We can be reached at 954-742-4430, and you can find us online at agingyounger.net.
Yes, welcome to the Aging Younger Show. I'm David Tippy. At the Aging Younger Clinic, we teach that the body has the innate ability to heal itself. Each of us has a role to nurture it properly. At the Aging Younger Clinic, we help to find the root cause of health issues and to suggest how to eliminate them. The natural healing force within each of us is the greatest force to create wellness. The Aging Younger saying is very similar to Hippocrates. Our food and supplements should be our medicine. Our medicine should be our food and supplements. We must bring our internal body back into balance, which will remove the acidity and create alkalinity, which removes sickness.
Animal products are among the most nutrient-dense foods that you can eat. And vegetarians and vegans are at risk for multiple nutrient deficiencies due to their absence. Many choose a vegetarian diet because they are under the impression that it is a healthier choice from a nutritional perspective. For the last 50-plus years, the public has been told that meat, eggs, and animal fats are bad for us, and that we will live longer and enjoy superior health if we minimize or avoid them. Now, this idea has been so thoroughly drilled into our heads that few people even question it anymore. In fact, if you asked the average person on the street whether a vegetarian or vegan diet is healthier than an omnivorous diet, they'd probably say yes.
But the real answer is, if you want nutrient-dense foods, you need to eat animal products. Plant-based diets emphasize vegetables, which are quite nutrient-dense, and fruits, which are somewhat nutrient-dense. They also typically include large amounts of cereal grains, refined and unrefined, legumes, both of which are low in bioavailable nutrients and high in anti-nutrients like phytates. And the phytates and phytic acid, the storage form of phosphorus, which is one of those pesky anti-nutrients that the paleo community keeps telling you to avoid. It's often considered an anti-nutrient because it binds minerals in the digestive tract, making them less available to our bodies.
Yet these same anti-nutrient properties can also help in the prevention of chronic disease. So the vegetables, fruits, and nuts are as essential as the animal products, organ meats, other meats, and fish and shellfish, which are among the most nutrient-dense foods that you can eat for a healthy and for health and longevity. So let's talk about phytic acid. What is it? Seeds such as nuts, edible seeds, beans, legumes, and grains store phosphorus as phytic acid. When phytic acid is bound to a mineral in the seed, it's known as a phytate. Followers of vegetarian and vegan diets, please beware. You could be missing out on B12, iron, calcium, and other key nutrients.
The vegan diets in particular are almost completely devoid of certain nutrients that are critical for a physiological function. That deficiencies can take months or even years to develop, and many are easily missed because they are not routinely tested for in primary care settings. Several studies have shown that both vegetarians and vegans are prone to these deficiencies in vitamin B12, calcium, iron, zinc, long-chain fatty acids, the EPA, the DHA, and fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin A and vitamin D.
B12 works together with folate in the synthesis of DNA and red blood cells. It is also involved in the production of the myelin sheath around the nerves and the conduction of nerve impulses. B12 deficiency can cause numerous symptoms, including fatigue, lethargy, weakness, memory loss, neurological and psychiatric problems, anemia, and so much more. It is a common myth among vegetarians and vegans that it is possible to get B12 from plant sources such as seaweed, fermented soy, spirulina, and brewis yeast.
These plant foods don't contain B12. They contain B12 analogs called cobamides, that block the intake of and increase the need for the actual B12. Calcium bioavailability from plant foods is affected by their levels of oxalate and phytate, which are inhibitors of calcium absorption. So while leafy greens like spinach and kale have a relatively high calcium content, but this calcium is not efficiently absorbed during digestion. Ferritin depletion is the first stage of iron deficiency. Ferritin is a protein that stores iron. Red blood cells need iron for normality and carry oxygen around your body. It is more common for vegetarians and particularly vegans to be iron deficient. Certainly, our first suggestion would be to take our hair forensic analysis to determine all of the nutrients lacking and what toxins you have allowed to enter your body. Why would this be? As with calcium, the bioavailability of the iron in plant food, the non-human iron, is much lower than in animal foods, the human iron. This is the type of reasoning for all of the nutrient deficiencies and the guiding light for you to use our hair forensic analysis.
Zinc is important for the immune system, cell growth, and wound healing. Red meat, fish, and poultry are your best sources for zinc. This is another case where bioavailability is important. Many plant foods that contain zinc also contain phytate, which, remember, inhibits zinc absorption. Vegetarian diets tend to reduce zinc absorption by about 35% compared with that of an omnivorous diet. Plant foods do contain linoleic acid, which is the omega-6, and alpha-linolenic acid, the ALL omega-3. Now, both of which are considered essential fatty acids. Any essential fatty acid is one that can't be synthesized by the body and must be obtained in the diet. That's why it's known as essential. The benefits of the long-chain omega-3 fatty acids, the EPA and DHA, play a protective and therapeutic role in a wide range of diseases, such as cancer, asthma, depression, Alzheimer's disease, cardiovascular disease, ADHD, autoimmune diseases, such as rheumatoid arthritis.
While it is possible for some ALA to get some ALA from plant foods to be converted into EPA and DHA, that conversion is poor in humans and is one of the major reasons why we suggest to our clients to take three times daily our Rejuvenous Omega-3 Krill Gel Caps. Krill are the tiny fish in the sea. Whole water fatty fish is one of our suggestions to our clients that they consume weekly. The fish will also provide bioavailable protein and selenium along with the EPA and the DHA. Our Rejuvenous Vitamin D3 is an important fat-soluble vitamin. Fat-soluble vitamins play numerous and critical roles in human health. Fat-soluble vitamins are found in animal foods like wild-caught seafood, organ meat, eggs, and real, not processed, dairy products, which explains why vitamin D levels are so often low in vegetarians and vegans.
The idea that plant foods contain vitamin A is a common misconception. Plants contain beta-carotene, which is the precursor to the active vitamin A known as retinol. While beta-carotene is converted into vitamin A in humans, the conversion is inefficient. A single serving of liver per week would meet the RDA of 3,000 IUs or international units. RDA, Recommended Dietary Association. It would be nearly impossible to get this amount of vitamin A from plant foods without juicing or taking supplements. If you don't eat meat or other animal products, you could also be missing out on choline, creatine, taurine, methionine, glycine, and the important selenium antioxidants.
Along with other suggestions of food consumption, we suggest to our clients to begin taking our Rejuvenous supplements to help bring back the lost nutrients that will be shown to be missing in the hair forensic analysis. Vegetarian and vegan diets carry significant risks and nutrient deficiencies that can have dire health consequences. I don't think that it is possible to meet nutrient needs on any diet without supplements, as well as when getting off of the vegan diet, which is when you need to put your body's defense system in high gear. It makes far more sense to meet your nutritional needs from food, and that includes animal products, and to remember that our soils have been depleted of nutrients due to the overchemical processing used in the last 50 years in farming. This makes taking nutrient supplements vital.
In 1962, one farmer fed 25.8 people. In the 50 years since, he has taken on considerably more responsibility and now feeds 155.5 years of change mean farmers can produce more food and fiber on fewer acres and with fewer nutrient inputs. With 50 years of change, farmers can now produce more food and fiber on fewer acres and with fewer nutrient inputs. Corn yield in 1950 averaged 40 bushels per acre. More recently, average corn yield was more than 160 bushels. Genetically modified plants are some of the biggest killers that have been produced. Pest management is now thoroughly genetically modified plants. Agriculture has changed dramatically since the end of World War II. Food and fiber productivity has soared due to new technologies. Mechanization, increased chemical use, specialization, and of course, we can't forget the government policies that favored maximizing production and reducing food prices without the consideration toward what it does to the decrease in health.
Yes, and of course, as you just stated, in 1962, one farmer fed 25.8 persons, and in 50 years since, he was able to feed 155. Now, 50 years of change means farmers can produce more food and fiber. Among the negative effects are topsoil depletion, groundwater contamination, air pollution, greenhouse gas emissions, the decline of family farms, neglect of the living and working conditions of farm laborers, new threats to human health and safety due to the spread of new pathogens, and economic concentrations in food and agriculture industries, and disintegration of rural communities. For generations, soil has been treated almost as a backdrop, not much more than a medium for holding plants while fertilizer and herbicides help them grow. The result over the years has been poor and drier topsoil that doesn't hold on to the nutrients or water. The impact of this degradation isn't just on farmers, but extends to the Americans' health. Dust blowing over degraded fields leads to respiratory illness in rural areas. Thousands of people are exposed to drinking water with levels of pesticides at levels that the Environmental Protection Agency has deemed to be of concern. The drinking water of more than 210 million Americans is polluted with nitrate, a key fertilizer chemical that has been linked to the development problems in children and poses cancer risks in the adults. And thanks to some modern farming techniques, soil degradation is releasing carbon, which becomes carbon dioxide, a potent greenhouse gas. Instead of holding onto it, in fact, the United Nations considers soil degradation one of the central threats to human health in the coming decades for those very reasons.
Now, some farmers and soil scientists are realizing that for the health of both people and farms, the most important thing you can do is look at soil differently, seeing topsoil as a living thing itself, which can be tended and even improved. Good soil is alive and well with a host of delicate organisms, many of them microscopic, producing structure and nutrients. As long as they are thriving, soil can better absorb and retain water and feed plants and control the pests. But when they die off, because they've been churned up and exposed to the sun and air or smothered with chemicals, the soil gradually becomes little more than powdered toxic minerals. Even as some farmers move toward more holistic soil management, they're running into friction from the culture of farming, from the business of agriculture, and ironically, from some federal policies that encourage them to stick to the same old farming approach that got them here in that place. Now, we use this knowledge to combine with our decades of natural wellness education and experience to provide our clients with the finest and healthiest things that are grown today. Part of our education is locating those farms where Mother Nature is at the core of production and gathering those foods to bring to our clients. We will shortly be introducing the healthiest meat and bone broth that can possibly be produced today.
Since the invention of the plow, farming has focused on disrupting the soil to make it productive. Most farming methods, whether conventional or organic, are based on the tillage. The premise that the plant crops and control weeds and other pests, the soil must be broken up and turned over, then amended with chemical fertilizers or organic compost to boost fertility, and it worked for a long time. But tilling, it turns out, kills off many of the microorganisms that build up in the soil. It churns them up from their habitat and exposes them to the air. It also makes it easier for the soil to be wasted off the land by rain and wind. Over time, the damage has built up. More than 50% of Americans' topsoil has eroded away. In areas of the southeast, the country's original breadbasket is almost all gone. In the last 5 years, there has been an awakening of the realization of how critical that life in the soil is to our life, and we have been right on top of that education.
Promoting soil health comes down to three basic practices. Make sure that the soil is covered with plants at all times. Diversify what it grows and don't disrupt it. What this means in practice is rotating crops. So fields aren't trying to support the same plant year after year after year. And it means using techniques such as cover cropping, planting a secondary plant like grasses, legumes, or vegetables between rows of crops or on other exposed soil instead of leaving it bare. Using a cover crop protects the soil, reduces erosion, encourages biodiversity, and returns nutrients like nitrogen to the earth. For the most part, agriculture isn't very good at doing any of these things, unfortunately.
Just like food, we are also empowered with our education of the finest water on the planet. And that is from our Aging Younger Water Ionizer. When you connect one of our water ionizers up to your kitchen sink faucet, the faucet water is directed first through two filters, one carbon and the other silver. This removes a huge percentage of toxins from the water. Then the water travels into the electrolysis chamber where the 11 plates are electrically charged and they split the water into two types. The first is the toxins and are forced out a drainage hose into the sink. And the second is the pure electrolytes that are pressured out the top of the unit for drinking. Now, let's go a little bit further into Mother Nature, the mango leaf health. The mango is a healthy tropical fruit all of us love. It stems from India and has many benefits. It is likewise found in numerous nations. When we discuss the mango leaves, we understand they are green or reddish, and they turn dark green after a long time. Mango leaves has vitamin C, vitamin B, vitamin A, flavonoids, phenols, and antioxidants. Diabetes, these leaves, if you're diabetic, these leaves have tanninous and anthocyanins, and for diabetes, early stage curing. Simply dry leaves, squash them into powder, and see if you can improve yourself and cure your own diabetes.
Let's talk about what all women dread as we age, cellulite. The powerful two-ingredient mixture that I'm about to discuss will help you get rid of cellulite, varicose veins, stretch marks, and even the muscle aches. So here we go, ladies. And yes, men do have cellulite as well. We really hope that you're doing great, because what we're going to discuss is how to make the most powerful two-ingredient remedy, which will help you rid of, like I said, cellulite, varicose veins, gout, muscle aches, and much more. So cellulite is made up of water, fat, and cellular waste, and generally appears on the thighs and hips. I've seen some women with cellulite in the upper arms. Cellulite appears as a series of bumps and ripples on the skin and affects approximately 90% of females 18 and over. According to the experts, the most common causes are we ready for this? Caffeine, alcohol, processed and fatty and fried foods. Many natural health practitioners believe that cellulite can be treated with some simple natural remedies that can be made from ingredients purchased from your local grocery or health food store. And then there are other experts around the world that say that one of the best homemade remedies against cellulite is rosemary alcohol for external use. Yes, and they also say that this is a great way to benefit from the amazing properties of this wonderful plant. The best thing about this remedy is that it's very simple and easy to make. Rosemary still grows in our forests, gardens, and can even grow in a pot in your own home. It is important to choose rosemary that has not been treated with chemicals and it's grown away from contaminated areas. You can make your own homemade alcohol rosemary, or you can buy one in the closest pharmacy or local health store. People use rosemary to treat different health problems. So, one against the cellulite, also circulatory problems, varicose veins, and heaviness of legs. They rub their neck with it, bumps and bruises. It's also used against hair loss, against colds and flu. So once again, please consult with a healthcare practitioner before beginning any of your natural remedies. So I suggest you give us a call at 954-742-4433 up your consultation. And we're running out of time, so guess what? You're going to have to call 954-742-4430 to find out how to make this wonderful remedy that will help against anti-cellulite, heaviness in the legs, poor circulation, and so much more. David and I want to thank you for being here with us this evening, listening to our show. We will be back on the air next week. Until then, God bless you all, and have a healthy younger week.
David and Stephanie truly hope you enjoyed today's podcast and learned a lot of excellent information about how to stay healthy naturally. Like the old adage says, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And with the information you've learned today, you can put prevention to work for you right now. By the way, if you want one-on-one help and advice from Stephanie and David, you can call them at 954-742-4430 or visit their website at www.agingyounger.net today. Thanks for joining us on Aging Younger Radio. Here's to your health, naturally.